it may seem like a nice evening of bowling. But don't let the friendly smiles fool you. There's some serious competition going on.
You know, last year I got better as I went on, but I think I'm ready this year.
But I'm pretty sure I could probably beat anybody in here just because I'm competitive. And I know some people in here, they already talked to them. They said they can't bowl very well, so I'll just try to bowl a good game today and just go for points. So
I'm probably the best on the team, you know, hands down. I'm not just saying that just to say that because I'm competitive, but I'm really good at what I do. I think I'm good at everything I do. So I'm going to go out here and put on a great performance tonight.
No matter if they're playing for a victory on a Sunday or just looking for bragging rights as the team's top bowler, the player's competitive nature comes out in whatever they do. But on this night, there are some who realize their skills are not up to par.
Pretty inconsistent. My theory in bowling is throw it as hard as I can and hope for some good pin action. Try to keep it out of the gutters and see what happens when I hit one of the pins as hard as possible.
I have zero skills at bowling. I can bowl decent. I wouldn't even say decent. I can bowl for two games, and then after that, I start falling apart. I'm too old for the sport.
It's okay. It's okay. It's not the best. I have a different technique. I don't use my fingers in the ball. I just grab it. And I try to aim straight down the middle. So, I'm super competitive. So even when I'm not good at something, I proclaim that I am.
The competitiveness of the Vikings players is on display this night in Oakdale at the Pins Entertainment Center. The Vikings are here for the annual Bowl with the Vikings event. The night is a big fundraiser for the Vikings Children's Fund, which supports children in need throughout the Upper Midwest.
This is another chance that we could give back to the children, for the Children's Fund. And, you know, this is a great opportunity to show that we care and, you know, give back to the community and give back to the kids, and just, show other people where our heart truly is.
For the 21st consecutive year, the Minnesota Vikings have spent an evening bowling with fans and fighting for the honor as the team's top bowler. It's an annual tradition that started years ago and carries on with the 2015 team as Everson Griffin takes the torch of hosting the event and passing on a long-lasting tradition.
It's great to have all the teammates out and, have them here to support, and they care too. You know, they wouldn't be here if they didn't care, and it's just another opportunity to show that we care and we just giving back to the community, and, it's awesome to have everybody out.
It's kind of become a tradition. You know, we've always got a guy who takes it over. I've done it so many years with Kevin and Pat, And now Everson's kind of taking it over, and we're doing that with him. And it's just always fun to get out here and meet the fans and just kind of be able to let them know us on a personal level.
It's a long-standing traditional thing that we've had in the organization. We've had some great Viking leaders in the locker room that kind of put their name and staple on this thing. We've had our Oakland Raider head coach, Jack Del Rio, had his name on this, Mike Tice, Pat Williams, Kevin Williams, Phil Lotto last year. It's just such a nice thing that the baton gets handed off each and every year within that locker room, and we find the leadership that brings this many guys out here to raise the money for the community.
Keeping the legacy going, which started decades ago, Griffin hosted another stellar night of bowling with the largest player turnout ever for the event. It was a night away from football for the players, but they still had their competitive spirit in an effort to walk away with the night's top score. While the players can't decide who gets the honor for top bowler, there's no doubt the Vikings Children's Fund was the night's big winner.
It's always good to be able to give back and do good for others, and to be able to see the turnout, a lot of players here. It'd be a good time for us to bond and enjoy each other outside of the locker room and on the football field.
I think this is the biggest turnout we've ever had, players numbers-wise. So it shows that the respect that guys have in our locker room for Everson, and, when he stepped up and put his name on this, guys were really excited to get out and support him.
Well, it's just great to see the players come out to support the Vikings Children's Fund. As everybody's aware that the Children's Fund supports numerous organizations across the Upper Midwest, we work very, very closely with the University of Minnesota's Department of Pediatrics, and we raise a lot of money, but there's a lot of need here in this community. But again, it's just great to see so many of his teammates coming out, Victor, all the Vikings cheerleaders, in support of the Vikings and the Vikings Children's Fund.